blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome, 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 dear viewers of Madani Channel. Our topic, inshallah, today we will announce after a kalam, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. قسمت میں میری قسمت میں میری چین سے جینا لکھ دے ڈوبے نہ کبھی میرا سفینہ لکھ دے جنت تو ٹھکانہ ہے جنت تو ٹھکانہ ہے مگر دنیا میں ہے کاتب تقدیر مدینہ لکھ دے تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم تاجدار حرم تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم آقا تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہم غریبوں کے دن بھی سنور جائیں گے حامی بے کساں کیا کہے گا جہاں آپ کے در سے خالی اگر جائیں گے تاجدار حرم نگاہ کرم تاجدار حرم کرم کرم تاجدار حرم کا تم سے کہوں اے رب کے حبیب تم جنت ہو من کی بتیاں کا تم سے کہوں اے رب کے حبیب تم جنت ہو من کی بتیاں در فرقت تو اے ام لقب کاٹے نہ کٹت ہے اب رتیاں توری پریت میں سد بد سب بسری توری پریت میں سد بد سب بسری توری پریت میں سد بد سب بسری کب تک یہ رہے گی بے خبری کا ہے بفگن دز دیدہ نظر کبھی سن بھی تو لو ہمری بتیاں تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم تاجدار حرم میں کشو آؤ مدینے چلے میں کشو آؤ مدینے مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے اسی مہینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے زندگی چاہیے تو مدینے چلو گر خوشی چاہیے تو مدینے چلو کیف سارے کا سارا مدینے میں ہے ساری مستی مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہے آؤ مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے مدینہ مدینہ ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ مدینے چلے مدینے چلے مدینے چلے مدینے چلے مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے اسی مہینے چلے آؤ مدینے کشو آؤ مدینے چلے چشم ساقی کوثر سے پینے چلے یاد رکھو اگر پڑ گئی ایک نظر یاد رکھو اگر اٹھ گئی ایک نظر جتنے خالی ہے سب جام بھر جائیں گے تاجدار حرم خوف طوفان ہے بجلیوں کا ہے ڈر خوف طوفان ہے بجلیوں کا ہے ڈر سخت مشکل ہے آقا کدھر جائیں ہوں آپ ہی گر نہ لیں گے ہماری خبر آپ ہی گر نہ لیں گے ہماری خبر ہم مصیبت کے مارے کدھر جائیں گے تاجدار حرم ہاں تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہم غریبوں کے دن بھی سنور جائیں گے تاجدار حرم
We'll start. Our topic is about the greatness of Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullah Alayh. No doubt, sent by birth. پیدائشی جو ہے وہ اللہ کے ولی ہے انشاءاللہ ان کی جو پیدائش ہے وہ بھی ایک میریکل ہے یقین کریں اب مطلب کمال کی مقدس اور بابر کا ذات ہے ان کی انشاءاللہ ویل سٹارٹ ود آور شاہد بھائی
ماشاءاللہ شاہ صاحب گریٹ پریچ ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ سچ ا گریٹ پرسنالٹی شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی علیہ رحمہ ہی از امنگس دوز پرسنالٹیز ہوز سورس از ایڈوائز اینڈ گائیڈنس فار اس ایون ٹوڈے ان دس ٹائم اینڈ ایج وچ وی فالو اف وی لک ایٹ ہز فیملی شاہ صاحب comes from a saintly family. His father, Abu Saleh Musa Jangi Dost, Rahma. If you look at their lineage, his father was a direct descendant of Sayyidina Imam Hassan ibn Ali. And his mother was a saintly daughter of saintly father, who was a direct descendant of Sayyidina Imam Hussein ibn Ali, Rahma. His childhood, Shah Sahib, if you look at the childhood of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he was born in a city called Jilan, on the first day of Ramadan, which was a Friday. And the name of his mother was Umme Khair Fatima, and the name of the father was Sayyidina Abu Saleh Musa Jangi Dost. On the blessed birth of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, many remarkable events took place as well. The night when he was born, all the mothers who gave birth to children gave birth to baby boys Allah. And not only that, they, all the children who were born on that night became wali of Allah as well. And as they grew up, when he was born, he would not take milk during the day, apart from only taking during the night. Once the new moon of the month of fasting was not visible in the evening on the account of the clouds, in the morning people came to his mother to inquire whether the day of first Ramadan had begun or not. She replied that the child had not taken milk during that day, which indicated that the month of Ramadan had begun as well. There are many, many miracles of Sayyidina Hazur Ghawsi Azam. If we just look at when he was born, Allah Almighty gave glad tidings to his parents in their dream that their son would become a saint when he was sent to madrasa. Hazur Ghawsi Azam alayhi rahma, when he was made to sit with the saint to practice his first recitation of Bismillah. At the age of 5 years, Shahzab, he recited A'udhu Billah min Shaitan Jim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then recited the first para to the 18th para of the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
Completely by heart. The saint said, "O son, recite ahead." He replied, "This is all what I have memorized because my mother also memorized this much. When I was in my mother's womb, my mother would recite up to 18th para. So I memorized this much by listening to her as well."
But look at the piety and taqwa of the mother of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi iftikhar bhai as well.
And we heard from Shahid bhai regarding the childhood of Hazur Ghawsi Pak alayhi rahma, age 18 para.
Allah.
Yeah, but in the mother's womb.
If you look from starting, he born on the first of Ramadan.
First of Ramadan.
Aur usi unhone roza rakh liya. It's lesson for everyone.
This is the greatness of Hazur Ghawsi Pak. He knew that this the month of Ramadan, to have that knowledge and then when to know, when to drink, when not to drink, when to open fast. It's mentioned that further on that he would offer Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha for 40 years. Then it's mentioned that what was his habit? His habit was as soon as his wudu, he would break, he would have the habit of doing wudu straight away and offering 2 rakah of Nafal Salah. What does this show us? That when you're in the state of wudu, you won't be lazy in offering your worship. You'll be more enthusiastic. So it's a request that make it habit in the state of wuzu as long as possible. As soon as you break wuzu, do wuzu again. Why? Because you notice that if you have wuzu, there's less chance you miss your takbir-e ula. You miss a rakat. If you're in the state of wuzu, there's more chance you'll open the Quran and you start to read it. If you're in the state of wuzu, there's most likely you're going to do more worship, read nafal. But if you haven't got wuzu, you can say it's cold today, it's raining, or don't want to do wuzu, or do it later, or do it closer to when Asr time and Maghrib time, read them together. This is the way that we start to think, but he alayhi rahma straight away. But it's mentioned also further that for 15 years, he completed the full Quran every night. This is a point that I was trying to make earlier, that the knowledge, he alayhi rahma used to teach knowledge. His life, his mission was to learn knowledge and to teach knowledge. 13 alum, he would teach in a day, he would teach tafsir, hadith, fiqh, he would teach ilmul kalam, ilmul asul, and many other sciences of the religion. Then what did he do? He don't stop there. After Zuhr Salah, he would teach tajweed. He would teach the Quran, alongside teaching the Quran, he would teach qiraat. This was his daily routine. And we are away from this. Then it's mentioned that regarding the greatness of Ghawsi Pak alayhi rahma, that thieves, robbers, mischief makers, and grave sinners, they repented on the hands of Hazur Ghawsi Pak alayhi rahma. We can't change one person ourselves. I remember he's also during his life, he invited towards good. He brought people closer. So another request is that we will see in our masajid many new faces. New faces that come to the masjid, make them feel welcome. Make them feel part of your community, of your group, of the namazi that are there. Somebody that new that comes, remember, he may be nervous, he may be a youngster, he may not have been to the masjid all year. Make him feel at ease, encourage him, smile, shake hands with him, ask him, "How are you?" Make sure that these people that have come to the masjid, we make sure that we are so polite and kind to them that they continue coming as well. You make close friends with them and make them feel welcome on the dastakhan. Give them first, serve them, look after them, they're the guests. Inshallah, in your locality, in your masjid, inshallah, azawajal, is mentioned regarding Huzur Ghawsi Pak alayhi rahma, that regarding the tulaba, regarding the students, how much love he would have for them. If they needed anything, he was the first to give to them. Give them money, give them the needs, that the things that they needed. He had love for the students. He had love for the namazi. You never turned them away empty-handed, whether it was through gifts, whether it was through knowledge, or whether it was fulfilling their needs. You never turned them away. These people are coming to our masjids. They are coming first time maybe. They are coming after a year. Make sure that we are polite towards them, we are kind towards them. So their love for Islam, it grows, and inshallah, we see them throughout the year.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Special package. Let's watch.
Every one of us desires to be close to our Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. One beautiful method that we must adopt in order to attain this proximity, closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, is to offer our salah. Because we are told that this is that thing which defines a believer. This is what distinguishes a believer and a non-believer. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed salah throughout his life. Whenever he faced any concern or worry, he would turn towards salah. And in the Quran, we're told as well, "Ista'inu bi sabri wa salah." Seek help through patience and prayer. But the prayer has so many other benefits as well. We are human beings, and we sin frequently. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us and grant us tawfiq to repent often. In one hadith, we're told that when you offer salah, your sins are forgiven. This hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, and is found in both Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the companions, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَهْرًا بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَخْتَسِلُ فِيهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسًا. If there was a stream or a river at the door of your house, and you performed ghusl in that river, that water, 5 times a day, هَلْ يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٌ. Would there be any dirt left on your body? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in replied, لَا يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٌ. No, no such filth, no such dirt will be left, because he's constantly bathing in it 5 times a day. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ. That is the example of the 5 prayers. Meaning the 5 prayers are exactly like that. The 5 daily prayers are exactly like that. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ الْخَطَايَا. By means of the 5 daily prayers, a person's sins are wiped out. Those 5 daily prayers, Allah Ta'ala, by means of you offering them, will wipe out your sins. So this is the benefit of offering salah. Your sins are forgiven. And we are in need of offering our 5 daily salah to obtain such blessings. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are steadfast and consistent in offering salah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll start with our Shahid Bhai.
Mashallah, Shah Sahib. Hazur Ghaus Azam, they also say that once I was busy praying namaz in the masjid, when a snake came and sat in front of me with his mouth wide open, so I moved it to perform the sajda, but the snake wrapped itself around my neck. It slid into one sleeve and came out of the other. And after I finish a prayer, I notice the snake had disappeared. This is their devotion of praying, Shazab. When we're praying, if a spider, something walks in front of us, what do? We begin to panic. We need to learn from these great personalities and see how they control their nafs, to see how they gain such a success in every aspect, so that we can learn and we can act upon these teachings of these great personalities and teach our children as well.
Subhanallah. And look at the love for the Quran. For 15 years in the night, finishing the whole Quran, performing Fajr Namaz with Isha Wuzu, not for 1 day, 1 month, 1 year, for 40 years.
Subhanallah.
40 years. Look at this, the piety and devotion for worship. Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Regarding the greatness of Huzur Ghawse Paak Alayhi Rahma, he mentioned 3 sayings. I'll just go through the first one. And in the first one, Huzur Ghawse Paak said, I was given an extremely large register in which the names of my companions and of those would be my disciples until the day of judgment. It was inscribed, it was written on the huge register, has been presented. I was then told that those people have been blessed due to their spiritual link with me. He said, I asked the guardian of hell, Sayyidina Malik alayhi salam, whether any of my disciples were in hell. He replied in the negative, that none of your disciples are in hell. From here, what do we learn? Associate with yourself with good people. Associate yourself with the pious people. Hilal Rahmah then further said, I swear by the glory and my greatness of my Creator My hand of my protection is above my disciple as the sky is above the earth. The protection of Huzur Ghaus Pak. Even if my disciple is not righteous, it doesn't matter. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, I am righteous. I swear by the glory and the greatness of my Creator, I will not leave the court of my Creator Azza wa Jal, unless I make each and every disciple of mine enter paradise.
SubhanAllah.
This is the benefit of being a disciple of Huzur Ghaus Pak. This is the benefit in following and loving Huzur Ghaus Pak alayhi rahmah, that also you will get the tawfiq to repent. It's mentioned the disciples of Huzur Ghaus Pak, what happens? They get the opportunity of repenting frequently. They will do something and then they will think to themselves that I've committed a wrong. They repent quickly. And they have this the ability and the blessing through being a disciple of Huzur Ghaus Pak alayhi rahmah, that they regularly repent. And a lot of them before going to sleep, they will repent. So we have to protect our eyes, protect our hands, our limbs also from committing sin.
Ghaus Pak rahmatullah alayhi ki life se aapko dekhenge to aapko bahut kuch seekhne ko milta hai. Shahid bhai, few more minutes, kya farmate hain aap?
Just one aspect Shah Sahab will mention about Huzur Ghaus Pak's personality and the aspect is that right from the childhood they wouldn't utter anything falsehood. They, whenever they said something, they never lied. They would always speak the truth. Once they were on the caravan, after getting permission from their mother, their caravan was stopped by some about 60 robbers who wanted to rob everybody on the caravan. But none of these robbers laid a hand on Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani al-Rahma. They asked him if he had anything. They initially thought that he's a young man who's got no money at all. So one of the robbers asked him, do you have anything? He says, yes, I've got some money. When he searched him, couldn't find anything. Then the next one came, he asked him the same question and he couldn't find him. So then they took him to the chief of the robbers. And when Huzur Ghaus Pak took out the money, he says, here's the money.
Allah.
He says, well, why did you not hide this? Why did you not say you haven't got any? He says, my mother told me not to lie. And I would not lie. Based on that, all the robbers, they repented. And they repented and gave everything back to everybody. Just if you look at our actions Allah today, Allah. Our children, we teach them how to lie. We lie ourselves to get away from certain aspects. If somebody comes to our house, we say, oh, child, tell him he's busy or tell him he's not home. We are teaching our children, but look at this child, never lied. And their mother said to him, don't lie. Regardless of what circumstances you are in, don't lie. This is what, Shah Sahib, you know, we need to act upon and teach our children. This blessed month of Ramadan, Shah Sahib, a great opportunity for us that whatever happens, always be honest. Don't lie to anybody. It may be hurtful of you being honest about something, but at least you're honest. Do not lie and hurt another person's feelings in any aspect. Change yourself, then inshallah you'll benefit for the very long time.
MashaAllah. Muslim jhoota nahi ho sakta. Couldn't be a liar. Bahut buri cheez hai. सारी बरकतें खत्म कर देती है. माल बेचेंगे, माल बिक तो जाएगा. यू कैन सेल द स्टफ बट इफ यू लाई देन देयर इज नो ब्लेसिंग इन इट. मेन चीज ब्लेसिंग है. बहरहाल अल्लाह कबूल फरमाए. सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम रब्बुल आलमीन. रब्बुल इस्लाम इज द वे ऑफ लाइफ. Islam is the way of life.